We are up to Siman Tav Kuf Hey. Siman Tav Kuf Hey is called Din HaCholev Behema B'yantif. The dinim of milking cows, or milking animals on Yantif. Okay, so let's start with a little introduction, or a big introduction. So, let's start with Shabbos. Milking cows on Shabbos, according to most Rishonim, is Aser Min HaTorah. There's a Ramban in Ksuvis on Daf Samech who holds it's only Aser Min Rabbana, but most Rishonim hold it's Aser Min HaTorah. The Iser is Mifarek Et HaChalav Mimakom Yitzirato Babehema. He is taking out, I don't know a better way of translating Mifarek, he's taking out the milk from the udder, from the place where it's grown. Okay, and that is mefarek, is a tolda of dash. Dash is threshing. So dash is separating the wheat from the chaff. Separating the, I guess, the wheat kernel from this, some sort of shell. And a tolda of dash is, well, before we get to the milking, is schita, squeezing. Okay, let's say, we'll talk about zeisim v'anavim, grapes and olives, squeezing them. That's aser min haTorah. It's a tolda of this threshing of dash, because you're taking the olive oil, the wine, or the grape juice, whatever it's called, the liquid, out of the grape. So milking is also that same type of idea. And according to most, it's aser min haTorah. And it is a tolda of dash, of threshing, very similar to schita, squeezing out grapes to make wine. Okay, now, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Andaf, Kuf, Mem, Dalet, Omer, Beis. And there, the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Sochet Adam. Okay, hold on a second. Before we get to this Gemara, okay, we'll just jump right into the Gemara. Shabbos Kuf Mem Dalet Amar Beis. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Sochet Adam Eshkol Shel Anavim Letoch HaKidera. Avalo Letoch HaKi'ara. So the Gemara is going to talk about a Kidera and a Ka'ara. Okay, the Pashtus, the Kedera and the Ka'ara are the same thing. The only difference is that the Kedera, literally Kedera, I guess, is a pot, and a Ka'ara is like a bowl. A Kedera and a Ka'ara, when we talk about Kedera, we're talking about a pot of food. When we're talking about a Ka'ara, we're talking about something that's empty. Okay, so we know Schita is Aser, squeezing out grapes is Aser Min HaTorah. It's only aser min haTorah when you're squeezing it into an empty kli to now get the whatever, what will become wine. But says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel that you're allowed to lechatchila squeeze the grapes onto your cholent, let's say, a cold cholent, whatever. Not to get into any bishul. Okay, you're allowed to squeeze the grapes on top of a salad to give taste. That you want the taste of the squeezed grapes on your salad. You can't do it into an empty bowl, but you can do it into a salad. Why? Rashi explains, Kedera shel tavshel, we're talking about pot filled with food. Why are you doing that? Or what's the case within which you're allowed to do such a thing? Lisakno, to give a taste, like squeezing the lemon onto the salad, squeezing the lemon onto the fish, that you're allowed to do even on Shabbos. Because when you're squeezing it onto a food to give taste to the food, you don't want it. You don't want the liquid as a liquid. You want it to be food. So schita, that's aser, is taking a solid and turning it into squeezing it into a liquid. But if I squeeze the liquid onto another salad to give taste into the salad, it's considered ochal ochal. It's not considered like the liquid's there at all. When you do it into an empty bowl, so it goes from solid to liquid, that's the Torah prohibition. That's the tolda. That's schita. That is a tolda of dash. Continues the Gemara, Amar of Chista, Midivrei Rabbeinu Nilman. We can learn out from what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said about squeezing the grapes, that you can squeeze it onto food, but not squeeze it into an empty kli, then who are doing milking? Cholev Adam is the tocha kedera, avel the tocha ka'ara. You could squeeze the on Shabbos. Oh, well, okay, that's a big discussion. If we're talking, actually, both of them are discussed. If we're discussing now Shabbos or Yontif, it's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Okay? So, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, we assume, is on Shabbos, although there is an opinion in the Rishonim that it's talking about Yontif. The milking, they say, most Rishonim seem to say it's talking about on Yontif, and there are those that want to say even on Shabbos. Okay, that's part of the complexities of this siman. So, Amar Rav Chisim, Midivrei Rabbeinu Nilmad, Cholev Adam Ez. You can milk a goat into Kedera food. You have your bowl of Cheerios, and you want milk, so you're squeezing the milk onto the Cheerios to give some taste into the Cheerios. It's not considered to be a liquid. It goes from solid to solid. Udder to Cheerios. But you can't do it into an empty bowl. Into an empty bowl. The Gemara concludes from here. Alma mashkeh bala ochel ochel hu. A liquid that goes into ochel is considered ochel. It's not considered a liquid, and that's why it's going to be okay. Now, this is very relevant. We learned back towards the end of Chelek Gimel Hilcha Shabbos by Schita. Okay, obviously we're not so involved in milking not goats and not cows. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilcha Shabbos, I'll just read it from my notes. Mutter l'schot eshkol anavim l'toch kedera sheyesh bot tavshel kedei l'sakin ha'ochel. You're allowed on Shabbos to squeeze grapes. Squeezing grapes into an empty kli is awesome in a Torah. But if you're squeezing it onto your salad, onto a kedera, onto your chulent, on something to give it taste, in order to give taste into the food, it's going to be mutter. The havale mashke habala ochel, it's a liquid that's going into the food. Uka ochel dami, it's not considered liquid. It's like food to food. Aval in ein botav shel aser, but if it's an empty kli, it's going to be aser. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Chav Seif Dalim. Then after the Shulchan Aruch continues to discuss the laws of schita, and at the end of Seif Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch goes on to point out that the Rach, Rabbeinu Chananel, disagrees. Rabbeinu Chananel holds it's aser min haTorah. We don't paskin like that Gemara, at least not on Shabbos. With Rabbeinu Chananel, it says, Chayev Chatos, Afilu Socha, Lekedera, Sheyesh Ba'ochel. The Rach holds it's aser min haTorah. Moshe Shonim holds it's mutter lechatchila. The Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin, Me'ikar Adin, that it's mutter lechatchila. But he does bring down the Rach. So why does he bring down the Rach? The Mishnah Berurah explains over there in Siman Shin Chav. Kol ha-poskim chokim al Rach. All the poskim, all the Rishonim disagree with the Rach, and they say if you're squeezing even grapes and olives onto food on Shabbos, it is mutter. Nikol makom hevi shitaso d'tov l'hachmer kedvarav. But why did the Shulchan Aruch bother bringing down the opinion of the Rach at all? He's basically a das yachid. So, explains the Mishnah Berurah, because nonetheless, you see that the Shulchan Aruch holds that even though Me'ikar Adin is mutter, Tov lahachmir kidvarev, it is good to be machmir, like the words of the Rach, and not to squeeze, squeeze even onto food, even when it's giving taste into the food, to worry about the opinion of the Rach. Rav Nemzal, in his Mishnah Berurah, points out, I'll give my explanation of what he's saying, but he points out that when the Mishnah Berurah says that it's good to be machmer, like the opinion of the Rach, that's only by zeisim v'anavim, only by grapes and olives. Because the whole thing is only, all of schita is only asur min haTorah by grapes and olives. Squeezing a lemon would be Aser Midrabanan. So here, Meikir Adin, almost all the Rishonim hold this Mutter. The Mechaber, Meikir Adin, holds this Mutter. He brings down the opinion of the Rach, and the Mishnah says, so it's Tov Lahachmer Kedvarov, but it's enough to be, if you want to be Machmer Kedvarov, to be Machmer Kedvarov by Zeisiv HaNovim. But if you want to squeeze the lemon onto your salad on Shabbos, or onto the fish on Shabbos, that would be okay. And Rav Nevenzel is telling us that when the Mishnah Berurah says that it is Tov La'achmir, he's not referring to lemons. He's not referring to, I don't know what, pomegranates. He's referring to the Zeisim V'Anovim, which would be awesome in Atara if you'd put it into an empty cleat. Most opinions hold mutter to put it onto food. The Rach is Machmir. Okay, so it's Tov to be Machmir by grapes and olives, not even to put it onto food, to worry about the opinion of the Rach. But if you're not dealing with grapes and olives, it's going to be okay. Now, when the Gemara in Shabbos says that you're allowed to, you can milk the goat into food, Tosfos over there brings down from the Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, now we're getting a little bit more detailed. So we again, the Gemara talks about Rehudim or Shmuel, you could squeeze grapes and olives. You could squeeze grapes onto your food. And on that we said, Amar Rav Chisda, Mindivri Rabbeinu Nehemad, that you could milk the cow, milk the goat onto food as well. So says Tosis, Nira the Rabbeinu Tam, Dafka Biyantif, that this extension of Rav Chisda is only on Yantif. The Chazia Behema Lachila, where the animal is not Muksa and is fit to be eaten on Yantif. Aval B'Shabbos lo Chazia the Shchita. But on Shabbos, the animal is not food, it's an animal right now. And therefore, it's considered Dash. So the extension would only be by Yontif, that you could milk the goat onto your Cheerios, and not on Shabbos. But, continues Tosis, squeezing grapes and olives onto food, that, not like the Rach, Tosis disagrees with the Rach, as do most Rishonim, that's going to be okay, even on Shabbos. Now, there are those, if you look at the Beis Yosef over there, and Siman Shin Chot, there are those that disagree with that as well, and hold that the whole thing is only talking about Yontif, but that's not how most Rishonim hold. That's not the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Chot. You're allowed to squeeze onto food. We said that the Rach is Machmer, and by Zeisim Vanovim, there's an Indian to be Machmer like the Rach. Now, the Beis Yosef explains from the Ran over here that the difference between squeezing the grapes, which would be onto the food, which is okay on Shabbos, and milking the goat onto the cornflakes, which is not okay on Shabbos, is because the grapes in the grape form are mutter. You can eat them. They're fit for eating. But the goat on Shabbos is a goat. It's not food. On Yontif, where you can shech the goat and eat the goat, so there's a food to food. But that would only work on Yontif, not on Shabbos. Okay. Let's look at Siman, we're at Tov Kuf Hey. The Mishnah Berurah gives us an introduction. So if you look at the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov Kuf Hey, even before Sif Aleph, or even before Sif Katan Aleph, he has an introduction. Okay, Akdim Lazeh HaSimen HaKadama Kitzara. The Mishnah Berurah says he's going to give us a little introduction. Thaler gave a long introduction. The Mishnah Berurah is going to give us a short introduction. Vehi. Also, Lachlo Beima Shomedes Lachaliva O Legadel Vlados Biyontif Afilu Daito Lecho Miyav. You are not allowed to milk a behema that is there for the milking, or is there to have babies, even if your intention is to drink the milk right away. Why? Mishum mafarek, the who told the dosh, because it is, as we explained before, like mafarek, which is a tolda of dosh, we said like schita, and separating the wheat kernel from the klipa, from the chaff. The kevon she'ena omed this la'achila. He was on the phone. The kevon she'ena omed this la'achila yesh aleha shem psoles. Since it's not omed this la'achila, that means an animal. You're allowed to shecht and eat animals on yontif, but only animals that are designated for eating. Animals that are designated for milking, and you have no intentions of eating them, at least not in the near future. And animals that are designated for having babies, they're not supposed to be eaten in the near future, so they're mukso. They're not food. They're not edible. So these animals, the kevon she'eino omed l'achila, yesh aleha shem psoles. So the animal has a shem psoles. V'domeh l'doshim l'afrida tvua mikashin shalan. Therefore, taking the milk out of such an animal is like taking the wheat kernel out of its shell. It doesn't matter if it's going into a kli with food or a kli without food. Either way, it's going to be aser. It sounds like it's aser min haTorah. I take that back. That's not so simple. We'll get back to that in a minute. Okay, so when we talk about milking a cow, so he says, even if it's going into food, it's going to be a problem if the animal itself is not there for eating. If it's animal, it's ironic, but the animal that's there for milking, you're not allowed to milk on yontif, right? It's there for milking, that doesn't work for yontif. About. I'm on like the 6th line of the Mishnah Berurah's introduction. Aval im hi omedes la'achila dehainu l'shachta. If the animal is there for achila, that means you're planning on shechting it. Ein aleha shem psoles. Then the animal is not like a psoles. Ein domer l'dash. So it's interesting that there's Tosus spoke about this. The Maharsha pointed out that Tosus seemed to be going, he talks about milking, going back and forth between Dash and Borer. When we talk about Ochel and Psoles, we're usually referring to a Borer scenario. But the way the Mishnah Berurah is explaining it also, that even within Dash, there is an Ochel and Psoles thing going on. So if it's, because I guess in the threshing is separating the wheat from the chaff. The kernel is the ochel, and that chaff, that klipa, that cover, whatever that is psoles. So again, if the animal is meant to be eaten, then the animal is not considered psoles, and therefore it's not considered separating the wheat from the chaff from its psoles. Ain't dumb the dash. The kula ochel he. It's ochel from ochel. The milk is ochel and the animal is ochel. Ve'al kein, im choli v'toch kedera sheyesh ba'ochel shari. If you're going to milk the goat that's omed to be shechted and it's ochel, onto your cornflakes, which is ochel, it's ochel le'ochel. Demashke ba le'ochel ke'ochel dami, v'havi kemafrid ochel mi'ochel. That's going to be okay. Aval im cholev v'toch kli reik, but if you're going to do it into an empty kli, gam baze osur acholav mishum nolad. Even in such a case, the milk is going to be also because of nolad demikara ocha, because it started out as food, an animal that's oimid to be eaten, starts out as food, vashtamashka, turns into a liquid, like the grapes that turn into the wine, and the olives that turn into the olive oil. Vedas agrad de gambaza ikar iser mishum mefarek. It's not because of noila, but it's mishum mefarek, him and danase mashka, because it becomes a liquid when it goes into the empty cleat. Zuhi das a shochan arch. V'yesh min harishonim shesovrin dafila behema ha'omedes l'chalava mutu l'chalava so l'toch ha'kedera sheyesh ba'ochen. But there are some rishonim. The Iker opinion is that if it's omed l'chalav, it's usher even into a bowl of food. But there are rishonim that all dafila behema ha'omedes l'chalava mutu l'chalava so l'toch ha'kedera sheyesh ba'ochen. You're allowed to milk it onto a kedera that has food. So most Rishonim hold that's no good. Yesh min HaRishonim that hold that it is good. It's omid l'chalav, to put it not into an empty kli, but into a kli that has food. Okay, that's the introduction. Okay, we got a very late start. I apologize. We're going to stop here. That is the introduction to Siman Tov Kuf Hei.